Well, welcome everybody and welcome to Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV, where we are going Gozo. What? The weather's got you down. The brakes in your car, they don't work anymore. You're looking at your wallet, at your waistline, wondering, man, what's going on? Don't worry. Let's spend the next few minutes talking about grace, talking about joy, talking about go, talking about gozo. Today, here at the Trick Podcast of Joy and Pastor Trigg's Daily Devotions, I want to talk to you today about how not to give up on people. How not to give up on your commitment to help others. And I think all of us want to make a difference in the world. We want to invest into our children's lives and see them succeed. We want to build a business or a nonprofit that will impact many people. We want to volunteer and give ourselves to children and see them succeed. But what happens is that often we wonder, is my work making a difference? You may be feeling frustrated with the fact that people around you don't seem to get it. They may not appreciate your work. They may not know how much you have sacrificed for them. And so it is easy for you to feel discouraged and you want to give up, throw in the towel on your commitment. But God says that your life matters, that what you're doing is making an impact in the life of other people, even if you don't see it. You just have to be patient and you have to never, ever give up. So today, my dear Gozo friend, I want to tell you how to not give up on people. The only way that you are going to persevere in your work is if you do this by the Spirit of God, not by yourself, not by your own power, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I think that the reason why you might feel discouraged or you might feel like you're running out of steam is because you're focusing too much on your own effort. But when you learn to say, God, I need you to be the source of my help, then you will be able to persevere. Look at what it says in Galatians chapter 6. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. It says it clearly there that you have to know what your source is. If you are giving people love that comes from God, then you will see the results. But if what you're giving people is your own fleshly desires, your own selfishness, your own greed, then you will reap the results of that. You will see your children be angry like you are angry. You will see your employees be perfectionists just the way you are a perfectionist. But if you invest kindness into your kids' lives, you will see them slowly begin to show the same kind of kindness that you yourself have. Just the other day, I had one of those moments when it all came together for me. You know, I've always taught our son, who's now 13, to have a plan whenever he feels scared. And so just a few days ago, he got locked into his own room. He didn't have the key, didn't have his phone. He had actually, we were replacing the doorknobs. And so he accidentally, the wind just closed the door and he got locked in. And no one was around. His sisters were upstairs. We were gone. But because of what he's learned, he came up with a plan. He thought, okay, well, I can just try to open this lock. If I can't do that, then I will jump out the window. I can open the window, remove the screen, jump out, and go in through the side door. He was telling us that story, and I was so moved because he said to Rochelle, to my wife, when that happened to me, I thought of what Poppy has taught me. Have a plan. Implement that plan. And it moved me so much. And you might be in the same place where you have been talking to your children about a certain way of handling strangers or handling a new job situation or handling friends. And you never know if it's making a difference. But then one day you see a glimpse of the impact that you're having and it moves you greatly. And that's because what you reap, it is what you sow. If we reap, and if we sow, in other words, if we build into our children by the Spirit of God, then we will see the fruit. Avoid putting into them the wrong things. Avoid putting in anger and perfectionism and laziness and apathy into our kids, because you will reap that. Avoid putting that into your employees, into your parents, into the people that you serve next to, the people that you volunteer next to. Make sure that whenever you go to volunteer somewhere, that you display the characteristics of the Spirit. Then you will really have impact in the lives of other people. But if you come in with a bad attitude, if you show up late, if you're there volunteering for something, but your face looks like, you know, you just hate everyone around you, then you're going to reap the same results. Don't be surprised when you don't get the promotion at work. Just look at your attitude. Don't be surprised when no one calls you if they are building a new facility or if they're hiring, because you have been for years showing up with a bad attitude. But instead, if you learn, no matter your age, if you're a teenager or whatever, if you learn to show up on time, if you learn to have a positive attitude, and if you learn to bring people together, then one day you will reap the benefit of that. Number two is to be patient. Be patient with the process. Changing other people's lives and seeing the fruit of your labor takes time. We see it in nature. We see it in our kids. We see it in the seasons of this, you know, of our world. Everything has its place and its season. You have to be patient. You can't rush progress. Look at what it says here again in Galatians chapter 6. It says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up." So it talks about a certain season. It's talking about the agricultural, you know, process, how corn, for example, takes time. When you plant that seed and then you see that stalk come up, and then in time you see that corn, you know, come out, and you're ready to just take that and make a soup out of it or do corn on the cob. Things take time. They have a season. I think because we get so impatient. We expect our children to be perfect the first time we tell them to clean their rooms. We expect our employees to get the new vision the first or second time that you roll it out. You expect for your employees or the people in your nonprofit or the people that you volunteer next to be as awesome as you are the first time you show up. Be patient. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. When you are patient with others, you are living out of that spiritual life. You're living not out of self, but out of Spirit. Be patient with those around you. Give yourself time. And when you feel impatient, because you might say, you know, I'm out of patience. I've been waiting way too long. When you get to that place, make sure that you go back to God and say, "Lord, I need you to help me. I'm putting way too much emphasis on me and on my results and on how I never had what these kids have today, or I had to work harder than all these millennials or all these older people. You know, they're just sitting around." Whenever you get to that place of anger and impatience, go back to God and say, "Lord, forgive me. Help me to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh." And that's how we know when we're walking in the flesh, is we lack patience. There could be something in your own life that is driving you to become a perfectionist, or maybe it's causing you to be apathetic or to just give up on life, and you overeat, you get mad, you stop working out, you give up on life, you stop studying for school. Be mindful that the things that you yourself are putting into your own body could be the reason why you're impatient with others. Be patient. It takes time. In due time, it says here, if you sow to the Spirit, let us not grow weary, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. If you want to see the result of your work on others, you have to be patient. And here's something. You may never see the full effect of your love on other people. It might be somebody else who sees the fruit of your labor. And that's, again, going back to being a person of the Spirit. It doesn't have to be you who gets the award at the end of the year saying, "Thank you, we built a statue for you in front of our church or in front of the house." You have to be willing to wait and to let others succeed. And truly then you will be a person of the Spirit. And then lastly is you have to focus on other people. The way that you can learn to not give up on others is by focusing on others. by avoiding the trap of being self-focused, self-entitled, and always thinking, woe is me, look at my problems, look at all that I've been through. You don't know where I came from. You don't understand who I am. Anytime that we focus on us, me, myself, and I, we will lose at life. Look at what it says here again in Galatians 6. It says at the end, so then whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. So he ends this passage here saying, at the end of the day, what matters is that you focus on building others up. A person that is really filled with the Spirit of God, who's walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh, focuses on others, focuses on the needs of other people. They're not people who are thinking, how can I, you know, benefit me in this situation? How can this new job benefit me? How can this new team be all about me? How can this new position that I have or this new opportunity make me more money? But people that are walking in the Spirit and who are patient with others are those who focus on serving other people. And that's why the scripture says, don't grow weary in doing well. Make sure that you ask yourself the question, is my work for the benefit of others? Is my life centered around helping other people, or is it just about me? And again, you may say, you don't know my life. I have been walked on. I have been beaten down. The system doesn't work. Life doesn't love me anymore. My husband left. You have all these reasons why you no longer are focusing on other people. That's where you have to say, God, help me to go back to walking in the Spirit. Because guess what you're doing? You're walking in the flesh, and therefore you will reap destruction. You will reap to the flesh. But if you say, God, help me. Help me to no longer be so selfish and entitled and so apathetic. Lord, give me a love for others once again. Help me to focus on other people around me, my neighbor who doesn't have a car, my young friend who may feel alone, that youth at church who doesn't have a ride. If you begin to focus on loving other people in practical ways, then you will really learn to be patient and you will eventually see the fruit of your labor. At the end of the day, being a person of God means that we focus on God's Spirit, that we walk by faith, that we walk not by sight, that we're patient with ourselves, and most of all, that we're patient with others. Because when we are patient, we are truly living a life of the Spirit. And that's what God says, you will reap what you sow. That's why God says, one day, in due time, you will reap a harvest time. And isn't it great when you see that harvest? When you see your son put two and two together and have a plan when he feels afraid. Isn't it great when you have those glimpses at the end of the year where the students come up to you and just hug you and say, thank you, teacher, for all that you've done for me. Those moments are magical. Those moments are the stuff that we live for, right? The stuff that matters, that moves our hearts, that encourages us to keep going. But what happens when you don't get that? Go back to these principles. Be patient. I'm convinced that when we do that, we really will live a life of joy. We truly will live lives of significance. We will be one day in our backyard just thinking about life and realize how blessed we really are. That's what God wants for you. He wants you to know how blessed you are, how much He loves you, how much He wants to do through you, what a great impact you've had on your husband, on your children, in your church, in your nonprofit. God wants you to find that pleasure in Him, in serving Him, in being about the way of God, the way of the kingdom. There's no better life than to serve God, than to be other-centered. It's hard. It's difficult to surrender your time, your money, your patience. It's difficult, but go back and say, Lord, I no longer want to walk in the flesh. I want to walk in your Spirit and your power. Help me to be patient with my children. Help me to be loving towards my neighbor. Help me to go into work on Monday morning with a smile on my face. Then you will really be a joy bringer. You will live a life of what we call here a life of gozo, a life of joy. And then you will truly live. My prayer for you today is that you will walk in the Spirit. Lord Jesus, I want to pray right now for anyone who's listening to this podcast into my voice, that you will fill them with your peace, with your patience, with your Spirit. Lord, help them not to grow weary. God, I pray for a person here today that is feeling so tired, that is feeling like they have given so much to their children, to their grandchildren, to their neighbors, to their husband and wives, God, and they're done. Lord, I pray that you renew the joy of their salvation. Strengthen their ankles, strengthen their bodies, strengthen their arms, Lord, that they will continue to persevere in doing well. Bring people around them, Lord Jesus, to remind them of how much you love them, to remind them of how good you are. And then, Lord, give them glimpses of heaven, glimpses of joy, that they would see their sons doing the right thing, that they would see the people in church get it, that they would see how their work, how their nonprofit is making a difference. Lord, give people those gifts of glory, those moments of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to Trick Podcast of Joy. Remember to always go to my website, lifeofgozo.com, daily devotions, to sign up for this daily podcast. Remember, if there's pain in the night, what is it? Gozo comes in the morning. Have a great this day. Have a great this week. Have a great this month. And I will see you next time. Adios.